Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation. Good afternoon, Kendra. I heard that one of our glass bottle machines isn't working today. Did you call the technician to have him come here to service it?
Yes, I did. He came by the factory around an hour ago and mentioned that there's a problem with the machine's motor. He said he'd return around 4 with a replacement item and get the machine to work again.
Good. In the meantime, would you mind checking the inventory? I need to know if we have enough glass bottles to fill an order that we just received from the Madison Beverages Corporation. Number 32. What problem are the speakers discussing? Number 33. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 34. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Brenda. I'm calling to ask you to visit the home on Kenmore Avenue. That's Ms. Anderson's house. Could you see if her yard needs to be mowed?
I thought she had decided to have her nephew cut her grass.
That's right, but he went off to college, so she rehired us. Anyway, just go there once you finish planting the trees in the park.
I'll be here until late in the evening.
Oh, I forgot about that. Let me check this week's appointments to see if you can fit in a quick visit tomorrow.
Okay. Just give me a call back and let me know when I should go there.
Number 35. Who most likely is the woman? Number 36. Why does the woman say,
I'll be here until late in the evening?
Number 37. What does the man say he will do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'd like some information about lighting fixtures. I'm opening a restaurant next month, so I need some ceiling lights.
Of course. We have a wide selection of commercial lights to choose from. Is there anything in particular you're looking for?
My establishment is going for a look from the 1950s, so I'd like something with a design popular back then. I saw some lights with a vintage vibe on your website that I really like.
Good. But you should know that those vintage lights you saw online are quite a bit larger than they look, so you'll have to take careful measurements to make sure your restaurant has enough room for them. Number 38. What products is the woman shopping for? Number 39. What product feature is the woman interested in? Number 40. What does the man advise the woman about? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. This is the Shelby County Public Library. How may I be of assistance?
Hello, I'm a visiting professor from Canada, and I'm researching the history of Shelby County. I was told your library contains a collection of documents from the county's early years. Would I be able to check them out?
Actually, the reference materials, such as the documents, don't circulate, but you're permitted to read them in the library. You can visit during our regular hours.
I'll be arriving from out of town. Should I make an appointment?
Yes, you should, to make sure the archives is open when you come. Let me put you through to the archives. In case we get disconnected, the number is 483-9030.
Number 41. What is the woman's job? Number 42. What does the man say about some materials? Number 43. What will the man do next? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
David, I've been trying to think of how we can market our furniture better. I'd like to come up with some inexpensive ways to let people know about the items we make.
Good idea, Julie. How about focusing on what makes our furniture unique? You know, how we make every piece by hand? It would be a waste of money to advertise in a newspaper since few readers would be interested in our products.
Why don't we offer a discount to every customer who has ordered from us before? We can also give discounts to any of their friends who make purchases from us.
Number 44. What are the speakers discussing? Number 45. What does the man say about some merchandise? Number 46. What does the woman suggest doing? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Dave. I'm so glad you relocated to the Boston branch. Have you gotten settled into your new home?
Well, I still need to get some furniture for my place, but I can't afford to spend too much money now.
Why don't you visit the home furnishing store on Sanderson Road? It has tons of used appliances and furniture. The items aren't in perfect condition, but the prices are very low.
I think I'll do that. Do you know if the store delivers for free? I only have a small car.
No, it charges for delivery, but Eric has a truck. He might be able to lend you a hand. I can ask him for you.
Number 47. What did the man recently do? Number 48. Why does the woman suggest that the man visit a certain store? Number 49. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Karen, thanks so much for submitting the monthly sales report on time. I know it wasn't easy to get your work done since Harold is no longer working here.
Yeah, doing some of his duties in addition to my own hasn't been easy.
Fortunately, there are 5 people we're planning to interview to fill Harold's position. They're all scheduled to visit next week.
I'm glad to hear that. Oh, since we're talking, do you have an update on the request I made to be considered for a more senior position here?
Getting a promotion is definitely possible, particularly in light of your outstanding performance during the past several months.
Number 50. What does the man thank the woman for? Number 51. What does the man say is planned for next week? Number 52. What does the woman ask about? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers. Paula, why are you standing here by the front door?
Hi, Tim. I'm just waiting for a new employee who's going to be joining our publishing house.
That's nice. I suppose it makes sense we're hiring since we signed a couple of big-name authors to contracts last month.
Yeah, this is a great chance for us. Oh, she just arrived. Kathy Fortuna, this is Tim Baker, one of our editors.
It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm really looking forward to working here at such a prominent publishing company.
I'm glad to meet you as well.
Kathy, why don't you follow me and I can show you around the office before I take you to your workspace?
Number 53. Where do the speakers work? Number 54. What does the man say happened last month? Number 55. What will Kathy do next? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Chris, I just got the results of some tests on the new pickup truck our company will start selling in a couple of months.
Yeah, there weren't any problems, were there?
Actually, there's one. The engine sometimes doesn't run as well as it should. We've had problems getting the vehicle to start at times.
That's strange. We'd better have the engineers look at it immediately.
You're right. However, it's supposed to go on sale in December, so we'd better adjust the timeline to make sure customers who have ordered it will receive it on time.
Number 56. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 57. What problem does the woman report? Number 58. What will the speakers most likely do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Thanks for coming, Andrew and Brian. Here's the draft of the cover I made for Harriet Kennedy's novel.
Thank you, Stacy. You know, because the background is so dark, it's hard to make out the tower.
I agree. It's too blurry, so there's no way we can print a cover like this.
Do you think you can fix this, Stacy? Don't forget, we're supposed to send this to the printer next Tuesday.
Don't worry, Andrew. I'll change the colors to make the background lighter and the tower darker. I'll give you a new sample cover by tomorrow morning.
That's perfect. Thanks.
Number 59. What industry do the speakers most likely work in? Number 60. What is the problem? Number 61. What does the woman say she will do tomorrow? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and error code list.
Hello, this is the Cuthbert Security Department.
Hello, my name is Emily Foster, and I'm a new employee here. Yesterday, I was issued an access card that's supposed to let me unlock most doors in this facility, but when I try using it to open my office, error code 011 appears on the screen.
011? Let me check what the code is. Oh, that's not good. You need to get a new card issued.
How long will that take? I have to prepare a report immediately to present at the staff meeting this afternoon.
It will take me about 3 minutes to make. Why don't you come here now and I'll have the card ready by the time you get here.
Number 62. Where does the man most likely work? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which error code does the access card have? Number 64. What will the woman do this afternoon? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and train schedule. Attention passengers, I need to check your tickets, so please have them ready as I walk by.
Here's my ticket. Did I get on the correct train? I'm going to Richmond.
No, I'm afraid you're on the wrong one. The number 42 train doesn't stop there.
Oh, that's terrible. What should I do?
Since we just left Randolph, get off at the next stop and then catch the train that comes afterward.
Will I need to wait a long time? I'm supposed to give a product demonstration an hour from now.
It should arrive about 10 minutes later, so I don't anticipate you're having problems getting to the demonstration on time. Number 65. What problem does the woman have? Number 66. Look at the graphic. At which station should the woman change trains? Number 67. Why is the woman in a hurry? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and theater sign. Gwen, remember that the musical will be held tonight.
We're going to the 7 o'clock show, right? Do we need to arrive there early?
Definitely. If we want to get good seats, we should arrive as soon as the doors open. There aren't any assigned seats at this theater, and the musical is really popular.
I heard that a local resident composed the music. That's why it's so popular here.
You're correct. He actually lives down the street from me.
Shall we get some dinner before the show starts?
Why not? I know a great place that just opened across from the theater. Let's eat there. Number 68. Look at the graphic. What time do the speakers plan to arrive? Number 69. Why does the woman say the musical is so popular? Number 70. What does the woman suggest they do before the musical?